evening. This is Phyllis Pricer with Higher Dimensions on our radio show network, bbsradio.com. This evening, I am going to be introducing you to Atira, a wonderful psychic. Atira lives out in Washington State, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Atira is an absolutely marvelous person. She's had this gift from the time she was small. What I've read is that it's a family gift that's passed down.
Yeah, my grandmother had it to some extent, and my dad.
Okay.
But my mother was Southern Baptist on the other side, so.
Oh, Lord,
you can imagine. It's been an interesting journey.
Well, I guess it was a journey.
Yeah,
and that you have developed this gift from over the years, and you are so a minister.
Yes, I am.
Unity, I think?
No, actually, no. It's a small spiritualist church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's a psychic to psychics around the world. I know I go to her. I like to say she's a friend now. We've known each other a few years. She's just a wonderful, wonderful person.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so glad to be able to invite her to talk on this show. And I hope we'll have you again sometime. But we had, I'm going to let you talk for a few minutes. And what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, this evening, and you can call in, as this is a live broadcast, you can call in with questions, and we're going to work with the psychic abilities, the spiritual ability, and how to get things done.
Yeah, I really like to use radio shows for the opportunity to teach, because if I just do readings for one-on-one people, you know, it gives an example of the work, but it's really mainly important to the one person that's getting the hit, you know, the fix.
Right.
But I like to really help teach how you can develop yourself and how I kind of learned, because for me it was very different than a lot of clairvoyants. Spirit never always takes us a different avenue, don't they? I love that.
Okay, go ahead.
But I like to teach. I like to take questions when we're on the radio that hopefully we can help everyone learn by, and not just private reading. So I encourage your audience to, you know, ask questions that will help you develop, or if you have a question about, you know, an incident or apparition or something that happened to them as individuals, I really want to give them something to take home.
Exactly.
And to practice, because so much of the time, I mean, it fleetingly goes on the radio. And so, like I was saying, I grew up a little different. I actually met my guide when I was about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Dom. It's Dom Solis, but I couldn't say that, so he's been dubbed Dom ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew up with him, what I thought was playing games.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, what color is that person? And when you're 5 or 6, you only know about 5 colors, so I started coloring my crayon box. And so I would say, it's this color. And then he would ask me,
okay.
Hello.
Tira.
Hi.
We have callers, and do you want to break now, or you want to wait for a second?
You tell me what to do. We'll follow
We'll take one caller first, and then I'm going to ask, can we give us some time for Tira to talk, and we'll take callers later. But the one who's online now, we'll take now.
Absolutely.
And
okay.
then if you could, others can wait, and we'll invite you in to talk then. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not sure it's the type of question that you wanted after, you know,
okay.
Listen. But I've got some health issues, and I need to know whether they're serious or not, because I'm you know, I have some lightheadedness, and I think the areas of concern are, you know,
first
the kidney.
All, what I'd like you to do is give me your first name.
Joe.
Okay. And I'm really going to state this because I think it's important you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe. Okay. And
sure.
I'm not a medical intuitive.
And
they
you
go
don't
organ
do diagnostic
by organ.
Work. Right. Exactly.
Okay. I read energy. So what I'm going to tell you is, yeah, you do need to see a doctor, hun. It is going. It's a darker gray. It means it's going in the body. It's something that's affecting. It feels like the blood system.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be even a little high blood pressure.
That's
you need
what
to
I'm
get
getting.
It checked out, hun.
I'm getting the blood pressure too.
Yeah. Not to scare you. I don't think it's life threatening.
No.
Well,
I certainly would not just you know say okay, yeah, right. I'll deal with it. You know, in 2 months. No, jump on it.
Well, my BP's fine. I've had that checked. I just had a colonoscopy, and they did, you know.
Now, it's a pressure thing, hon. I can feel it.
Yeah.
So if it's not blood pressure, it's something to do with that system because it's highlighted for me. So
nothing with the kidneys or?
Blood pressure and kidneys are connected, so you need to check it out. It is something with the blood system because the blood system is highlighted. And that, you know, if you look at a chart of the human body, it'll show the blood system is blue, and that's what the spirit's highlighting for me. So, yeah, you need to look into it, huh?
And the blood is filtered through the kidneys, you see.
Yeah.
So
So there's a pressure somewhere.
Yes, and we would recommend, especially since you've had a colonoscopy, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Do go see your doctor. Shook something up.
Let him know. Let him know.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right,
sir. Thank you. Blessings,
then.
Blessings to you, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I want to address, I'm going to go back to the story, but I want to address this.
Okay,
I think
ahead.
It's important for people to know how I came about the gift and who I am a little bit, too. But it's really important for your listeners to hear this. You know, clairvoyants, psychics, there's some incredibly gifted people out there. But you are consciously responsible to know about them, to know a lot of things, and never take only their word.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, It is very important. Even Carolyn Mace, which is one of the most incredible medical mm-hmm. intuitives there are, tells you, you know, you have to meet modern science halfway.
Exactly.
And so please, please, listeners, don't just trust anything.
Oh, no, never. No.
And trust your body. Your body
Absolutely.
Has this incredible, cellular intelligence. And it'll have, that's why we have warning signals in our body. So I encourage that.
Also, that's why pain is there. It's your
Absolutely.
Body letting you know there is a need to address an issue. If things change for you, absolutely see a doctor. You can also talk to a psychic. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But for medical issues, a doctor is imperative.
Right, because it is both, and sometimes all physical things are triggered by emotional things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find out what triggered what.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
From the spiritual into the mental, emotional, and into the physical. So we can also work on our own healing through our attitudes as well.
Absolutely. There's wonderful, wonderful information on Harry Edwards was an incredible, phenomenal healer in the early 1940s in England. And mm-hmm. he has written some incredible stuff about cellular intelligence
mm-hmm.
and spiritual healing. If you get the opportunity to read one of his books, it's powerful, powerful stuff.
And his name again, sorry.
Harry Edwards.
Harry Edwards?
Mm-hmm.
He still got books available?
Yes, he does. They're still out there, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
wonderful. So go back.
So I'm
going
to go back to my background a little bit because I think it's important. So we used to play, and Dom would play this game.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, as a kid, it was a game to me.
Sure.
You know, I thought it was great when I got it right that my mother's friends, you know, was gray or, you know, pea green or something, you know. And then Dom would ask me what to do, you know. So I would say, you know, sometimes I would pray for the person and
uh-huh.
sometimes I would, say I didn't know what to do. And sometimes he'd say, well, can you add a color? And so, you know, I'd go up to my mother's friends with my color crayons, like, okay, you need this color, you know. And my mother would get, you know, mortified.
Right.
So my childhood was interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's certainly answer, being very Southern Baptist, she was from Alabama, was to take me to the minister, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the church. And that's ensued for several years until one day. I kind of had enough, I guess, of sitting in the minister's office. And the minister was kind of, you know, they made you memorize in those days.
Oh, yes,
the Bible.
I remember.
And this one day when I was about 8 years old, or 7 or 8 years old, I said, you know, Mr. I can't remember his name, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Brown, Dom says that you shouldn't be playing house with Mrs. So-and-so. Instant ejection, you can imagine. He took me to my mother and said, don't ever bring her back. And we were walking home, and my mother says, what did you do? And I said, well, I just told him, Dom says you shouldn't play house with Mrs. Stonza. Of course, the minister was married, and a few months later, it came to the public eye that he had had an affair with a parishioner. So
mm-hmm.
After a few things like this, my mother did get like, okay, it's not going to go away.
Okay.
You know, what do we do with it? And so she was very, very amazing that she got that I could, you know, to tell her,
mm-hmm.
but not tell other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it slowly developed in very different ways for me, where many of clairvoyants that, you know, like, for instance, John Holland, Jane Van Praagh, incredible mediums, had an incident happen to reawaken it, like a car accident.
Oh, yes.
Or something to kind of, you know, jolt them forward. Because I think many of us had it squished out of us. I'm sure that your story is similar, you know.
Oh, very.
It's not the okay cultural thing
it's
in our age group.
So. Yeah, I was raised Roman Catholic,
you know,
so,
I can,
you know, it's of the devil.
still.
Yeah, oh yeah. And also because, you know, there wasn't a lot out there. I mean, I can remember in my 20s when I found my first Edgar Cayce book.
Mm-hmm.
I was so thrilled. I thought, oh my God,
there's somebody who knows what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, so
I agree.
The ARE has been absolutely a blessing to me.
Well, with my kids, I encourage this when they were growing up, to reach for the psychic abilities and dreams. And I didn't squish it out of them. In fact, I encouraged it. But somehow my son has turned into a redneck non-believer. I can't believe it.
Well, I think, you know,
it'll come back.
We have to honor
what
they came in with, too. I think
exactly.
People, if you don't believe in reincarnation, this isn't going to work for you. But the truth is, you know, we do come in with baggage, too.
Oh, well,
and
we
develop
do.
Baggage along the way. And so, you know,
yeah.
Certainly I think for me, even when I hit puberty,
mm-hmm.
I wanted the volume down because
yeah.
I didn't want to know who was dating the guy I wanted to date.
Well, yeah, and there are things that you could read in other people's minds that you just didn't want to know. I remember talking to my mom about people, and she'd turn around and look at me. She said, "You can't know that. Don't say that."
Oh,
you
yeah.
I heard that
one a lot.
And, you know, and after a while, you learn to, keep it in.
Right.
So, and your friends would also look at you funny, too.
Well, I think there was a necessity to be normal, whatever that was.
Well, it still is. I mean, it's.
I had incredible pressure when I was young. Whatever normal was, I wanted, because I knew it would make my parents happy.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
but now, look at us. We're the norm. People want to be us. Great time to be alive, you know.
How the pendulum does swing.
Oh, it does. Thank God. I mean, in fact, I love this time of life, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, we're everywhere. We're mainstream.
Well, yeah, we are. And you know what? We're helping people get there, too.
It's true.
By talking.
I'm so excited about. I'm so glad Shirley MacLaine went out on that limb, aren't you?
I am so glad, too. What a lovely lady.
Lovely, incredible woman. And also the opportunity now that we had John Edwards, who did incredible
yes.
work with his Crossing Over,
yes.
and now the new movies, Medium
oh, yes.
and Ghost Whisperer. I love that show.
Yeah, I love the Medium.
Yeah. I love really Ghost Whisperer, too, because I love how she gets snippets of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think people who are interested in psychics who have not experienced or studied a lot
mm-hmm.
don't get that it's not always, you know, MGM Grand in our mind.
It's not. It's
bits and pieces.
Thing.
It's sort of like a big
word.
Scavenger hunt, you know?
Yeah, it is. And you get snippets, you get pieces here and there. Sometimes it's like a crossword puzzle.
It is very much like that. And I think it's really interesting, too, that John Edwards brought something to the forefront of people, and that is that we have our own vocabulary, our own
yes.
psychic symbolism.
Exactly. Each
he
one
used
is special
a lot
and individual.
Of TV things. Mm-hmm.
So what means something for me is not necessarily true for you.
Exactly. And because of our background, however we grow up, our cultural
right.
background, our social background, our religious background,
right.
all adds to our own cosmic symbolism.
Well,
you know?
it's a rich soup is what I look at it as.
Wonderful.
Very
yeah.
good soup. The one thing I did want to bring out, because it is a recent gift to you, is your new live-in companion, the little furry one.
Oh, Mr. Perfect. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. That really was an incredible, you know, gift from spirit to me. And synchronicities. It's like, you know, if Mary Ellen hadn't really stopped at the Humane Society,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't be rescued in my home.
Right.
But there's even something Mary Ellen doesn't know, that there's a bigger synchronicity that happened that I was actually went back and looked in my journals. And I lost my cat, Mystic, you know, a few months before this, and I was devastated. But Mystic had come to me just before Christmas.
Really?
And about 4 years, maybe five, almost 5 years before.
Uh-huh.
And so when Mr. Perfect came, I thought, you know, I wonder how close to the time it was. So I went back in my journal, and do you know he came back this exact day I got her?
Really?
That's pretty Cinco Destiny.
That is the universe.
That's spirit working overtime.
That surely is.
Yeah,
oh.
Because I was truly devastated. And he is truly Mr. Perfect. He purrs. He's so lovely.
Uh-huh.
Incredible cat. Incredible.
Well, it was a wonderful journey of a rescue cat and someone on an impulse, Mary Ellen, stopping, a friend of Atira's, stopping at this rescue place and seeing this little bundle in the back of the cage and not recognizing it, just being drawn to it, and to bring it out and finding out that it was in what, a Persian?
It was a silver Persian.
Silver
a
Persian.
Pequod male silver Persian, exquisite.
Oh, and he was just an unhappy kitten.
Yeah.
But she brought him home, fixed him up, and then decided to ask Atira if she wanted him.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Mary Ellen is an incredible person.
She's a
sweetheart. You know, she's written two books, Expect Miracles and Christmas Filled with Miracles.
Right.
And we really choose to live spiritually. And, in fact, usually we choose to have at least two miracles before 11 o'clock. Once in a while, Spirit's a little late, but usually we get some kind of miracle every day.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have to ask for those to occur in my life because
wonderful.
I'm asking. So why not two a day? What the heck?
Absolutely. And sometimes it's we're a miracle to somebody else, but really something amazing happens
right
in our lives.
And it's okay. A miracle, whether it happens to me or someone else, to me is fabulous.
Yeah, it's the best way to live.
Anyway, now you said you wanted to talk about some things as far as giving our listeners, and, you know, I'm sure I'd be delighted if you wanted me to throw in some things that I know of, too, of training.
I'd love
how people can reach into their own spirituality and grow, because empowering each person individually is what is so very important in today's world.
I think people are hungrier now than ever, since so many disasters and so many things that are happening in our world.
Oh, yes.
That people have ran back, September 11th in particular, ran back to traditional religions and found they're still hungry. And so I think spirituality, spiritualism, many of the things that are out there now, the Unity Churches, I love those, are opening their doors to embrace people. And certainly developing your psychic abilities, I think, is very normal. You know, we have five senses, taste, touch, smell, hear, and seeing, and yet the sixth sense takes over if any of those other ones fail.
Exactly.
And the seventh sense everybody forgets about, and that's common sense. That's the one we need to use the most, right? Yeah, you know, we need them all to make it work. So,
God, people do forget that, don't they?
Common sense, yeah, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that seventh sense.
Yeah, boy, we need them all. And so as we people start to develop, I think we need to, you know, cut ourselves a little slack and ask some questions. People in today's society in particular are really just add water. They want everything instant, you know. I want to go to a weekend seminar, and I want to come out spiritual on the other end. Or I want to, you know, read a couple books, and I'll get it, you know.
Right.
But the truth is, it's a practice, and it's a chosen way of life.
Absolutely. It's a long path. We were talking about accidents earlier. When I was five, I remember playing in a playground, and the kids were playing softball, and the kid batted the ball, and it knocked me in the back of my head and knocked me to the ground. And I think that might have stimulated mine to a certain extent. I can't remember if it happened before or after I had some psychic things happen. But sometimes it takes a 2x4.
Cosmic wake-up calls. Yeah.
And some people come out of a car accident. Some people have near-death experiences. It can either grow, I think, naturally from the earliest stages on, or it can come dramatically, sort of like I'm reminded of Paul on the road to Tarsus, where he's struck by light and blinded in order to get his attention.
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up, because he was blinded, and what they did is shut down his a lot of his sensory modes.
Exactly.
And today I find when I'm teaching classes, because I've been teaching some 10 weeks of classes and things, and I find the biggest problem that detours development is that we are overstimulated by our senses and on sensory overload because of TV, you know, VCRs, radio, iPods, Game Boys, you know, Nintendos, computers, and cell phones. I mean,
there's no
time we're hanging out with us.
Yeah, no silence
you know?
We are within ourselves.
And I have found so many people that say, okay, in spiritualism in the 1800s and 1900s, they had all this phenomena. They had A-ports, and they had bilocations, and they had materializations, and they had, you know, multi-voices in the room, direct voice mediumship. Why is that not going on now? And I go, nobody's spending the time. There are very, with exception, a few spiritual churches. But really, you know, in the 1800s, 1900s, we didn't have the distractions. After dinner, you went to the parlor. The guys went to the other parlor, smoked for a little bit, and then you all came in and listened to music or entertainment of some kind. Or did seances.
Exactly.
So they did it on a constant basis, usually more than once a week. And it's a form of meditation. And they would get in that meditative state, and they would have phenomena happen. And the other thing I think people don't think about is with all this stuff, this electronical stuff that we're inundated with, it has changed our electromagnetic fields. I believe that 100%.
Well, especially if you're near power stations.
But even just cell phones. So even cell phones.
Well, even in the home. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it.
Microwaves,
got,
all of this. So
yes, all of it,
even how we plug into spirit, I think, has changed.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think there are things like from Edgar Cayce and other readers who like sensitives or psychics have mentioned this over the years. At any rate, one of the things that I'd like our listeners to know, and I'm going to reiterate because you've mentioned it, is this is a lifestyle. It is a path that one walks. One does not, as you say, drop powder in a glass, mix something with it, and then overnight become more sensitive, more brilliant, a healer, a reader, whatever. It takes study, it takes time, and it takes loving self.
A desire, too.
A desire to love self and to be service to mankind.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that most people don't really understand is if you try to abuse the powers that come, the sensitivities, you lose them. Not only do you begin to lose them, but you begin to feel it effects in your body. So one of the things about being on this path is it's a straight and narrow path, but it's the broadest avenue you'll ever walk.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, I think anything that's instant is a diluted form
of
whatever,
yes,
you know.
Usually.
So just adding water to anything dilutes it. Just, you know, trying to get a quick fix to become clairvoyant and go out and hang out your shingle dilutes it.
Right.
But I also think that people don't think about there are side effects to this work.
Yes.
You know, people don't talk about, and I, it makes me crazy, really, in
some
ways, because people do not talk about, you know, it is a conscious choice.
Yes.
To be one in the energy and to work at it, to do your prayers, to be in the energy, and the side effects that come with this. And one of the side effects that happens to me in particular is how I work with electronic things.
Mm-hmm.
I affect electronic things when I do my work. I've done readings for people, and the lights in their home will flash.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I think we went through 7 or 8 portable phones till we found out it was me.
Mm-hmm.
If I was gone and traveling, they'd be fine. But if I was around, the batteries would drain.
Oh, yeah.
Because somehow we expand our energies to do the work, and it affects certain things.
God, you know something? That's possibly why all my batteries on my phones are now going out.
Yeah.
And they're new batteries.
Had a terrible time with cell phones. The author who wrote The Messengers as well as The Days of Wonder, he came to interview me for that book, and his tape recorder wouldn't work. He got crazy. He put like 4 sets of new batteries. It was a brand new recorder. It worked for the last person. And I said, oh, I forgot. Let me pull back my energy. Let me ask Dom to stand somewhere else. And the tape recorder worked, and we had a great interview.
Well, I'll tell you something. Just as we started the show, I used one phone, and the battery went low as you and I were talking.
Oops.
So I had a feeling that I needed a backup phone, so I have another phone.
It's true. Even John Edwards, when he was speaking, he said they always have 2 or 3 mics ready for him because that happens to him.
Okay.
And if you watch the new show Ghostbusters,
yeah,
they'll talk about how sometimes the cameras like drain. I think it's actually called taps.
Taps.
Mm-hmm. It's on Sci-Fi Channel, but they go and check out different places. And sometimes when there's spirit activities, the batteries in their camcorders will drain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not just me. It's actually a normal phenomenon.
Okay.
Oh, we got a caller. Yay.
We do have a caller. We will entertain a caller at this time. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. With whom are we speaking?
This is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, you've called before, haven't you?
Yes, I called your very first show.
Yes. I'm so glad you decided to check back in with us. Welcome. Go ahead. Ask your question, dear.
Well, you were asking that we have a general question more so than personal.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, since this is the first of the year and a lot of people are doing like resolutions or whatever, I have kind of a stubborn little ingrained pattern that I've been trying to work out, and I haven't been very successful with it, so I was hoping for some guidance regarding that. And also, on a personal note, if she sees like a spiritual awakening or anything.
Can you say your first name for me again?
Julia.
Julia. Well, first, Julia, sometimes when we have a little nagging something that won't go away, it's something that has been a comfortable pattern we've developed, and sometimes all we have to do is become conscious of that. I find things that, like, you know, we get stuck in, we get blocked, or we get things that, you know, we carry on, you know, like weight or different, whatever it may be. It's something that we've stuck in our auric field. So doing some cleansing in your auric field would be really good.
Okay, because
you know,
I've
really,
actually worked with healers and shamans and so forth.
I beg your pardon?
I said I've actually worked with healers and shamans and so forth to try to release it, but
and
so
I appreciate
far, I don't
that,
understand.
That sometimes the homework's ours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, sometimes we have to clean our own cosmic basement, and it's never fun, and we don't like it, but it's the best way. And
do you
if you've
know,
ever seen
can you
the,
recommend something that
yeah,
would
I'm
going to
tell you something. If you,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. In the radio, you almost always talk over each other. It's part of the side effect. But if you've watched the movie Star Wars, and if you remember the scene where the ship's ejected with the garbage and all the stuff is floating around the ship, that's how our energy field gets. And so one of the ways is to sit down and consciously ask Spirit, what is in my energy field that's stuck? And Spirit will tell you. You'll get something to write out. The second thing I found really, really powerful is to do a baking soda and sea salt bath. Again, please talk to your doctor if you have any skin conditions. And it's not Epsom salt. It's baking soda and seawater. In ancient times, people, shamanic people used to go and bathe in the ocean. But now our oceans are polluted. So what it does is actually cleanse at a cellular level. And often people will release things they've never been able to release before. And it's a very simple thing.
Oh.
That's one reason we girls love all those fufu sea salt baths and stuff. I mean, bath thing, salts and stuff. Because we're really using it at a subconscious level to cleanse our auric field. The other question was, I feel like we're in January, so in March there's some big openings for you and breakthroughs in your life of starting some new things on your path that will really, it's like you're on a, you've been doing a 2.5 year emotional roller coaster, hun.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah, 2.5 years, and the line's drawn, and all you you're kind of waiting for the motion of that to slow and, you know, come to a stop. So you're just tying up the loose ends in January. By March, there's a lot of new clear paths and some money raining in. So good for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's
so
wonderful.
Blessings, I hope that helps.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really
you're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Take care and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, dear. Okay. Well, I think that's wonderful. I hadn't heard in a long time about the sea salt and baking soda, but that makes sense, you know, for cleansing.
Some of the basic things, you know, that the Native Americans and other cultures have used consistently for thousands of years, Tibetans, Native Americans, all these things, they work. You know,
that's why
and we kept. Forget, and we get caught up in, you know, discovering it anew. And so sometimes it's the saging and the simple things of clearing your home. Because you can get rid of a habit, but if you've had it in your space long enough, you're attached at many levels. And so cleansing your home, doing saging your home at the new year, you know, asking for blessings on it. There's a wonderful book called Sacred Space by Denise Lynn, L-I-N-N. It has incredible clearing things for people to use. So I highly recommend it. You know, it's better than I could say because there, you know, all the techniques are in there. It's a great book.
Okay. That's wonderful. Okay, let's continue on then. It is, what are some of the other spiritual things you want to let people know?
Well, I encourage people to really sit down and journal and take self-inventory of their self before they start their spiritual path. Who am I today? What do I want? What don't I want? What am I not willing to change? And your fears. Because if you are in fears, you take them into your spiritual growth with you, and it invokes limitations. I encourage people that when you get, oh, my God, there's not enough money, I hate my job, oh, you know, am I having a bad hair day, whatever the fear is, it tells you that you're in separation from God, Goddess, all that is.
Right.
And I'm going to use the word God because that Southern Baptist is still there.
It's okay.
But I mean all that is, you know, that
we
which
understand.
Is the universe
there are many words
made
to describe
of.
The
absolutely.
The source of all that is and the co-creator.
Right. Those fears, those things we worry about, like for instance, a lot of people are going in the new year with bills because of Christmas, and so their fears are building up, and the more the fear becomes, the less it's, the more separation that happens.
Oh, yes.
And so what you have to start doing is say, thank you for reminding me that I'm in separation, but I choose, it's a conscious choice, to go back to the oneness of God. Because when you're in that oneness of God, God is all that is. God does not have bad hair days. You're never in lack of. There's always abundance. And if you can come back to that trusting, and it takes a lot, you know, it takes 60 to 90 to break a habit.
It takes
60 to 90 days to break a habit.
I agree.
So be patient with yourself with coming back, you know.
Okay. We have another caller.
Great.
Who is speaking, please?
Hi, this is Garrett.
Hello,
Garrett. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
We're fine.
Pretty good.
Oh, I'm a psychic. I'm supposed to know you're fine.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if you saw anything coming up for me in the next, like, 3 to 6 months. Maybe career-wise or anything.
First of all, I feel like that you've been seesawing. Do you know what I mean? Like you're half in, half out of something.
Right.
Around work. So it's sort of like by February, Spirit's going to give you that a little extra shove. So there's two new job opportunities that are coming in. But you have to kind of let go. You're hanging on. And sometimes sitting on that fence, the picket gets uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You got to jump. And because otherwise, you know, what you're doing is stopping the progress of Spirit trying to bring something to you. So what I would encourage you to do is take a piece of paper and write your cosmic job description. What would you like your next job to look like? And make sure you say that you get a great boss. Don't forget out that.
Right.
Everybody's really good at getting the money and how far they drive to work and stuff like that. But they'll forget great people to work with. So put it in there. But read it every day. You have to keep focused on it. It's not just, you know, write it down once and leave it to the cosmos. You are co-creator, and so you have to put the effort in, and you have to set intent, and then the angels, guides, and masters will show up and just help it happen. So by February, things start changing. It's the end of February, 1st of March, that really brings some transition for you. Are you thinking about moving as well, physical movement?
I would like to.
Yeah, because I see boxes. Usually when I see them in that position, again, that means moving for me. So, fabulous 2006.
That would be good. Would you see that as a solo move?
They don't show that. They just show a move.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty.
Lots of blessings, darling.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Okay. Well, let's continue on with this. What do you see? Do you want to give an overview for 2006? What do you think is going to happen?
I think 2006 is an amazing year for most people.
I agree.
It's a time that I have to tell you, I have a great analogy, and if I say it this way, you'll never forget it. It's a time people are going to have to cough up their fur balls. Just like a cat. You know, the cat wrenches and feels really awful until they cough it up. But once it's over, that cat's purring and happy.
Jeez, I don't know when you're left to me.
But it's true. It's like things that have roller coastered for 2 years for a lot of people, especially money and fears, are coming up in January, February.
Right.
So by March and April, it's a time of renewal, and people are going to go like, I just need March to rest. You know? And then it's like, wow, you know, things will be happening very fast. And so people need to be very conscious about their thought pattern. Bottom line, guys, we're co-creators. You know, it's not my law, it's universal. And the problem is we get tired and we get autopilot and we let, you know, what happened to us in our past rule our future.
Exactly. No, my feeling, too, is, and I've heard this from others as well as feeling it myself with regard to the energy now, is that we need to focus and keep our mind positive.
Right.
Because if we bring in the negative, we're going to manifest that.
And what used to take 6 months to manifest is going
to
take like three.
3 months
to manifest? Half the time.
And half the time. Instead of 3 months,
it's very sped up,
Well, this is cool. This is cool.
It's cool if you take responsibility and, you know, it's a careful what you wish for.
Yes.
You might get it time.
Oh, yes.
So really be focused on the details. And I really encourage a lot of people to make a manifesting placemat. Where you're like sitting with your coffee in the morning, and that way you'll read it unconsciously. You'll just go there and read it, and you'll reinforce the things that need to be done in the next 3 months. Don't go too far out because people get frustrated, because you know it takes time to unlearn things. So if you make it a 3-month thing, you'll have enough successes that you go, oh man, this stuff works.
Of course.
Because it works every day. The only thing
it
is
does.
We get up every day and say, oh, God, I hate my job. So what happens? You
mm-hmm.
hate your job, and it's nasty.
And it hangs in there.
And it keeps repeating.
And it reinforces
itself.
For the reason for your, yeah, absolutely, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And we're so programmed. And I'll give you a great example.
Go ahead.
I was at a Christmas dinner with a friend this year, and we were at her house, and she was fixing dinner, and she cut off the ends of ham. And I go, why are you doing that? She goes, I don't know, just a minute. Mom, come in here. Why do we cut off the ends of ham? She goes, because I only had a pan this big. Now, the lady is 30 years old. She's been cutting off the ends of hams, you know, for a long time.
And she couldn't figure out she could get a larger pan.
She thought it was for some other reason, and her mother had always done it.
I see.
She never thought to question it. And there's a lot of things we do in our lives because our parents did, our teachers did, our society did.
Well, that's true.
The ham is just an example of maybe I might want to ask, Spirit, do I need to do this anymore?
Exactly. Is there a reason for me?
I might be done with this lesson, you know?
Yeah. Is there a reason for me to do without? No. There's not.
No, because we are entitled to cosmic abundance.
Absolutely.
You know, but we are, I don't know about you, but I was taught limitation from a very
yes.
young age. My
oh,
mother
yes.
had been through a depression,
yes.
World War II.
Yes.
I had, my parents took foster kids, so I was really taught to share. There was
right.
indicating there was never enough, you know.
Well, yes.
And at that time, there probably wasn't, you know.
Well,
but it taught me to be generous, but it also taught me limitations.
Well, actually, yeah, my parents were the same thing, from depression to abundance. And what's even funnier is my mother said, if you make XYZ amount of money, that's all you need to make. And I said, excuse me, why shouldn't I make three times that? And she looked at me.
Like it was impossible.
Exactly. I think she fixed on 73,000. Odd number.
Well, and for her, probably for her generation, that would be exorbitant. You
yes.
would have been a millionaire in
yes.
her mind, you know.
She said, well, if you get up to 70, then that's enough for you to make. And I said, no, it's not.
Good for you, yeah. I think we got another caller. Yay.
Yes, all right. Welcome. Who's calling?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
You're all on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Sue.
Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You have a question.
I have a question.
Excellent. Go ask your question, darling.
I'm actually calling for my sister-in-law. She's looking to see if there's a big change coming.
Uh-huh. We'll have to have her name.
Yeah, there's lots of sister-in-laws in the universe, so I need a little
I'm
more
sorry.
Specific.
I'm sorry. Her name is Valerie.
All right. Go ahead, Atira. You handle this.
Okay. When I do this and you're asking for someone else, it's a little bit like a long-distance party line call.
Okay.
I have to sort out what's you and what's her. So what I want to say first about her is I feel like she has a lot of issues in her stomach, like nerves, or there's been an emotional problem there that's really seated for a long time.
That would be true.
Right. And I feel like that she's been emotionally in this roller coaster, which I feel is emotional more than, say, lost job. I feel like it's emotional things in her life
for about
4 years. Okay.
4 years.
Yeah, four
uh-huh.
years is the time period I get. So her breakthrough seems to come in June. I feel like she's sort of having, and I know she's going to go wah right away, 1-800-WAH right away, because she wants it yesterday. But the truth is that she has to get through the woundedness a little more to be strong enough to step into the new.
Boy, are you on the money. Okay.
Thank you, yes.
Sue,
yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I do this for a living. Thank you, God, for now. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm just confirming that you do this for a living.
Sue,
this
I wanted
is a
to
gift.
Add a little something here, if I may.
Okay.
She has issues in her stomach. Does she have stomach acid
issues.
Reflux, things like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Acid reflux, things like that?
Yep.
Absolutely.
She eats
a little, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay. Here's something. It's from Jin Shin Jutsu she can do to help with her stomach, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tell her to make a fist like you want to hit something with your thumb on the outside of your fingers, right?
Yes.
Okay. And make a loose fist. There's opening there. It's not quite closed. Take the thumb of your opposite hand and put it in that loose fist and just let the fist wrap around the thumb loosely. No pressure, just loosely around the thumb and hold it for a minute or two.
Okay.
Okay. And do it again with the making a fist with your opposite hand and so forth. So do it on both sides. doing that for a minute to 2 minutes, that is going to help relieve the pressure on the stomach.
Oh, okay.
It'll stop any acid reflux. It'll stop heartburn. Okay?
I will pass that along.
It's called Jin Shinjutsu, and it helps to, with the emotional as well as the physical body to release that energy block that will help heal her. Okay?
Okay. I want to give Sue some homework, hon.
Go ahead.
There's a wonderful book called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. It's a little workbook. It's going to cost you, I think, around $15. If she did that workbook, she will have some major breakthrough in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can heal your life.
It's almost like she will see herself and write to herself in this thing and really have a major breakthrough. Bless her heart.
There's another book
okay.
that I can recommend, too, in case she would like to, if this is not too much homework. And that is Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. And that's by Carol Truman. And Carol is spelled with a K. Truman.
Okay.
Along those same lines, it is phenomenal. It is a wonderful help as well. It has
wonderful.
Done a lot for a number of people.
So bless her heart. We'll pray for her. That's
yes,
wonderful.
We certainly
Thank you.
Will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue, for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Phyllis, I love that you help teach, too, and that you know, we don't have to do this all by yourself. Some people have written some amazing books in our field to really help people. You know,
exactly.
We don't have to haul this cart up the hill by ourselves. And I tell people, you know, when I do my readings, I don't even let you know, you've had one. For the first few minutes, you only get to say yes, no, and I don't know. You don't give me information. I think it's very important to educate our listeners to really know when you're calling a
yes,
to watch how that you don't give too much of your information away. Listen to what Spirit wants to tell you first.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have another caller, yeah?
Yes, we do. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Who's calling?
My name's Sherry.
Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Higher Dimensions.
Hi.
Well, go ahead and ask your question of Miss Atira.
Well, what I'd like to know is if I took a job and we're working as a co-teacher in a private spiritual, you know, spiritually inclined school, and I've really had trouble with this other woman that I'm working with, and it's not real upfront, and I'm not sure what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. You've already taken this job?
I've been doing it for 4 months now.
Yeah. What I really want to say is this other person is wounded in many ways, and as a spiritual person, we have to understand sometimes we're sent on missions we don't like. If you have a question about that, read the book Little Soul in the Sun. It'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a children's book written by Neil Donald Walsh. And sometimes we're asked to go to jobs and have conflict with people so that we can forgive them and they can learn forgiveness. And sometimes we just have to know that person has to go through this trauma, and we're probably the one they're taking it out on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I see it really passing by actually May. So it's
by
a little
May.
Ways out. But I like the job. I keep the job. And I would just say, Dear Spirit, I know you sent me here, that I know that I can ask angels and guides to deal with this person. And to, you know, certainly put up mirrors sometimes. Sometimes we have to pray for that, you know, pray for them to be elsewhere. But when we do that, we have to pray for it to be better for them, not, you know, I just want them out of here.
I have this feeling she's not physically well.
I think she has some serious things going on in her private life, emotionally
uh-huh.
and physically. And so one of the most compassionate things we can do as light workers is to pray for another person.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually changes the energy because the angels are very excited about this job you've taken. So don't throw a baby out with the bathwater, but pray for this person.
All right.
And it will change things dramatically around.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You bet.
Excellent. Blessings to you, dear.
Thank you.
It's a great job.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, go on, Atira.
That's I think, you know, as light workers, that's one thing we forget, that sometimes Spirit sends us to do tough stuff. When I was a kid, I had a big problem, because my mother talked a lot about angels, because that was acceptable in the Bible, right?
Right, right.
So, and angels were reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I heard the statement, where angels fear to tread, I kept saying, where would they fear, Mom? I don't get it. You know? And now, you know,
yes.
Several years later, as an adult, I get they aren't doing human, you know?
Yes.
We're doing the human.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank God they're backup, though.
Welcome to our show. Who's
Hello.
Calling? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Marty Bolton.
Hi, Marty.
I just moved to Arizona about a year ago. My life has really changed a lot, and I was just calling to see what changes that you feel are coming for the new year, or perhaps maybe what you would see from it, me.
Sherry, I think the move was sort of your cosmic wake-up call, that it's making you make lots of new choices, and it's a good thing. And I don't feel like you've quite let go of a few things from the past, but it's actually by the end of March, a lot of new opportunities come for you. You kind of have done in the last 3 months cave time. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of like you go in and you go, you don't really want to see your friends. You don't want to really do a lot. And sometimes, especially metaphysical spiritual people, mm-hmm. need their cave time. They need to pull their energy in. And, you know, in ancient time, we did that because fall was winter. You went inside and it was cold and you mended things and you repaired and you rejuvenated. And that's what you're doing. But by the end of March, you start coming out again. You're going to delete some one-way friendships, though.
Okay.
Some people
I feel that.
Yeah, draining you. So I encourage people that are letting go of old one-way friendships to go, dear spirit, God got us all it is, bring me some good 35,000-year-old friendships.
I have the best friend here.
I don't care. So
I have a really, really good friend that
yeah, but you can do
my
more,
very
you know?
Best.
You can have more than one friend. You know, call in those kind because you know what? They strengthen us and help us get our life purpose going more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's a big change I see for you.
It's more the merrier in some cases.
You're letting go of a lot of things that have kind of weighed you down. But the cave time was needed, you know, so I wouldn't even begrudge it. I'd say, thank you, enjoy it, and be ready to bloom.
Well, that's how I am. Do you see, I do some Reiki, and I do some tuning forks.
The thing is, you're jack of all trades, master of some.
Right.
So why do you have to have a label? Just say, thank you, Spirit. I do many things, and I'm good at many things. And whatever that person needs, I will do.
Okay.
We're going into a time with no labels, guys. And, man, are we lightworkers are going clicking and screaming about that. Because
mm-hmm.
we like our labels. We earned them, we figure.
Well,
you know? And the problem is we are evolving, and we're going into a time we don't even have verbiage for. You know, what a great time.
Exactly.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
I really do.
So say I'm the master of many trades, and whatever that person needs at the time, I will use. You know?
Okay. Right. So many times, though, people want a label.
But, you know, and in those times, I take that time to educate that person and say, okay, your need is today I'm doing Reiki, but when I'm doing Reiki, I'm doing what God says to do, and that may be totally something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, I don't think as light workers we have to define ourselves and fit in the box because it's just fitting in another box. You know, it might
right.
be a bigger box with rainbows on it and stars, but it's
still
a box, guys.
Yeah.
And we're outgrowing. We are light workers. We are part of God, and that is infinite intelligence, and it is limitless, and we are powerful beings.
Well, that's wonderful. That's absolutely
so own your power.
A great way to look at it.
You are powerful, yeah. You're
enjoy and blessings
healer.
For a lovely and blessed new year.
Yes.
Thank you. I am so excited for my life and for the new start that I have out here in the West.
Wonderful.
And new friendships and life is exciting and wonderful.
Go for it with gusto, my dear.
Well, thank you very, very much. And I really enjoy, I just heard about the program here.
Well, thank you.
This is my first time. So I'm just delighted. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. I hope you'll tune in again. We hope to have some wonderful shows. And I'm going to try and con Atira to come back on another time.
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
I want to take a minute to mention my website just so people who want an info commercial for a minute. Because I want people to be able to read a little more about me and my history and my style.
Sure.
So please check out angelscribe.com. You'll find my link there. And you'll also find out about Mary Ellen and all our wonderful adventures together. So please make that.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. Who's
calling? Thank you. Atira.
Hello.
Yes, your
Hello.
Name, please.
Yes, Atira.
That's your name?
No, my name is Ernestine.
Well, Ernestine, welcome to the show. Go
Hello,
ahead.
Ernestine. How are you?
Fine. I've spoken to you before.
I know your energy. Actually, Dom knows your energy. I, as a human, forget, but Dom always knows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What can you tell me?
So the first thing I want to tell you is good work. The angels are really saying, add a woman to you, that you have really worked through some powerful things that were holding you back. And they also show me like a window of opportunity that's really actually in the next 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. So open that, be open to that and step through it. It's almost like you cosmically stubbed your toe in last year in September and October.
Uh-huh.
And held yourself back. And it's old fears, and we all do it. It's not a bad thing. It just is. We all do things like that. We get caught up in the stuff, you know? What if?
Mm-hmm.
But you're letting go of that. And so after the next 2 weeks, so mid-January, great opportunities for you. You deserve it. You have been a person that has healed or been sort of the person people go to pour out their emotional stuff.
Yeah, people come
yeah.
to me all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, you are like the dumping ground because people know it's safe, and, you know, and they can come to you and they feel consoled and you are a soul healer. And the problem is that after a while you kind of own some of it, so you're releasing the stuff that's not yours. You know, sometimes we have to step down and back away from the cosmic first aid box.
I see.
And that's what you're doing.
Now, is that opportunity that's coming a position?
It's an opportunity to do more work and be in a better situation, yeah. So I would say it has to do around doing something for a living.
Oh, I see.
All right. It gets
oh,
you out more, too. You've kind of been in, you know, in too much.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
True.
Yeah. You're a little stuck. It's okay. Unstuck now.
You're ready
for being into more people because you're going to go out in a different way. You're not going to be the person that listens to everybody's problems now. You're going to be a person that observes more and has the opportunity. Spirit is like taking you out to experience joy and to experience some uplifting. You've sort of had the time where it's been about everybody else, you know? And
oh, yes.
In a time
Very
where
true.
We're so busy beating yourself up, nobody else had to. So you're letting go of all that. So it's a receiving time if you will let yourself.
How is my health, though, Achiva?
I would be glad to discuss this. Feel free to email me, and I'll be glad to kind of go over that with you.
Okay.
At no charge,
mm-hmm.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
I just would rather discuss privately with you.
Yes, there's something
rather than
the
radio.
For
ethics and reasons, I think it's a good thing, Ernestine,
okay.
And I'd love to help you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Ernestine.
Thank you. God bless
you. Again. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, this is wonderful. We're having fun.
We are.
I knew this was going to happen. Remember, I mentioned something like that?
I know. You actually did ask me, do you think you can do 2 hours? I said, absolutely.
Well, honey, let the mind and Dom have free reign.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, welcome to our next caller. You're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Yes, my name is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Welcome to Higher Dimensions.
I know this Diana's voice. Hello, spiritual sister. How you doing?
Hello, beloved one.
Hi. So you got things stable. This is Diana. She lives in Florida. She's a wonderful, gifted spiritual being and a sweet friend of mine. So I know that voice anywhere. She has a very unique voice.
Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you so much.
So you called to cosmically bust me?
Absolutely not. I called to cosmically love you.
Oh, good.
No, I just, I actually have a question for you.
Yay.
By my birthday in April, what do you see major events occurring for me?
Well, I really feel like last year you really did your last dumping of stuff that has held you back for approximately 5 years. So it's like come to kind of dust off the ruby slippers, darling, and do some dancing. And I do feel like before April, you'll be working in a job. And
any idea what kind?
Well, I actually feel like it may be actually a consulting type job where you will be actually helping people set up fine dining, but not doing the hard work, but more like in a here's how you get things, here's how you set up things, advisory mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
very moving?
Very fulfilling.
Any moving kind of situation?
Yeah, I do think you're going to move, but I think that there's some, sometimes there's cosmic steps to making it happen,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't quite let go to make the leap of faith. And it's okay. You know, I think...
You're correct.
Yeah, knowing your situation, as I do, sometimes we love people too much, and we
yep.
hang on too long.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, a significant other. It can be a really best friend. It can be, you know, our family, friends, whatever.
Right.
And
I am actively working on that.
It holds us back because we get so trapped in the caretaking role.
Yep. I am actively working on that, my dear.
And you've made powerful changes, and I can't even, you know, you've won your wings. Spread them and fly like a angel, hun. You deserve it. I love you. Happy New Year, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. And
you
thank
bet.
You. Everybody, Atira is the real thing.
Isn't she?
She is
just a doll baby.
Yes. Be blessed.
God bless you and have a happy new year.
And the same to you as well.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay. Well,
I love that Spirit let her get through because, you know, it's hard to get through on the radio. So that was wonderful.
Well, I think this is absolutely wonderful. I told Don, I said, well, do we have more than an hour? He said, no, you're stuck to an hour. And I said, my feeling was.
But see, spiritual beings never believe in limitations, right?
Well, yeah, and I didn't think this is a good one to go for because there's a lot to be said, and you're saying it, and I'm just tickled pink that you're here with me.
Thank you so very much.
Okay. Both Atira and I are both psychic readers. We both make our living doing this. And so my website is, I don't have one. I have it through the radio, but I do have email, cpr433-9313@aol.com. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I'm also a minister like Atira, but not quite the same spiritual church, but at any rate.
Let's talk a minute about hypnotism, because I think that's really important. I
it
think
is
fabulous.
You know,
medium.
I do it over the phone. I can hypnotize people over the phone. Does some really good work over the phone with people.
Yeah, I think people need to know how old that is. You know, mesmerism around forever. And
yes.
It's a great tool,
yes.
and in particular for past life regressions, things like that as well.
Exactly.
And I think that's a phenomena that's coming more into the front of people's consciousness as
and
well.
I think it helps them resolve a lot of fears and phobias.
Well, because
and,
sometimes it's not about now. It's about then.
It's about then. Absolutely, because we come in carrying a load, as I say, of a bundle of laundry.
Hello?
Who's on the line?
This is Sally.
Hi, Sally. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Atira. This
Wait,
is Sally
Texas
calling from
Sally?
Texas.
Sally?
Yes?
Is this Texas Sally?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, Earth Angel.
I was calling to find out. I've noticed a real shift in my friends, like in the last 2 or 3 months.
Mm.
I'm having a real pool to go back to some old friends versus new friends, meaning friends that I knew before marriage, before daughters, before kids. And I was curious what that was about, or if you could tell me what that was
about.
Yeah,
the last 6 months of last year, it's like if you had any unfinished business, it's coming up.
Okay.
You mm-hmm. know, and what's happening is that at a soul level, a consciousness level, and I saw it especially in my work, in my readings. There was incredible patterns in my readings, and I feel like even in my personal life and other readers, that we are visiting the past. It's almost like a past life review in the moment.
Right.
And so we are going back and reviewing of you know, things that did work and didn't work, things we didn't put closure to, Sally. It's a very powerful gift from Spirit. And so some of those you will rekindle, and they will have grown, and you will be on the same path with. And some of them you will just put closure to.
Okay.
So it's an interesting dichotomy, and it's been very, very powerful. And a lot of people, in particular in November and December, could not take the shift in energy. There's been a huge shift in energy of how we hook into the ethers and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so many people that were passing that were very young. It wasn't just, you know, elderly people who tend to pass at holidays, but it was, you know, 35 and 40 and 45 years and 50-year-old people who, for whatever reason, couldn't take the shift of energy. So it is a wonderful cleansing opportunity time. I encourage you, when you reconnect, ask Spirit just simple questions like this. Say, Dear Spirit, what do I have that's unfinished business with, you know, Barry or Dawn or whoever they are? What is
okay.
it? Show me the unfinished business. And show me if this is for my highest good, and they will.
Okay.
And you're really building some really good friendships up, too. I want to tell
well,
you that.
And I've noticed, too, that these are friends who know everybody in my family, my brothers and my sisters. It seems like for years when I've been involved in my daughter, and they know my husband and my daughter and myself, but they know all my siblings and aunts and uncles, and it's like I'm really being pulled to people who know where I come from, my whole family, and ask about the whole shabam instead of just my one daughter.
Yeah, I think it's really a time, like I said, where we're accessing our history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do we come from? What do we not know about our ancestors, our relations? I think even for me, my dad was one of 13 kids, and my dad's been gone many, many years, but I'm very drawn now to try and reconnect with my aunts and uncles because there's histories and there's information I never knew about.
Right.
And it's bringing in closure and making me so strong and also reconnecting me to my dad, which I love.
That's true. That's true.
In the spirit world. And so there's so much of this. You know, we're all interconnected. You know, we are so connected, and we just pretend we're not. You know?
Right.
And so I would just sit down. I'd make a list of my relatives and say, Dear Spirit, show me what I need to know about it. The thing is that, you know, it's so simple. It's such a simple thing to know that we can go to angels, guides, and masters of spirit and ask, what do I need to know about this person, this situation, whatever's coming up in our life, you know?
Okay.
We're programmed often from our religious belief system that we have to go to God or we have to go to the, you know, if you're Catholic, you have to go to the priest. You have to go to this intermediary. And the truth is we can go directly to God.
Okay.
With anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get an almost instant answer. Now, it may not be what you want to hear.
That's true.
You know, we get cosmic select hearing.
Right.
So Spirit will reiterate it in many forms. You might keep running across the same person, you know.
Okay.
Or you might run across another person that starts talking about that person. Those are synchronicities, and when we ask what is the pattern here, Spirit will show us.
Okay, and I have two other questions. One is, are you writing a book? And the second one is, my daughter got hit with a softball in her head last May, and her softball season is about to start up again, and I was wondering if you see any lingering repercussions from the previous injury.
I'm going to answer the last question first, and that's about your daughter, and I forget her name, so you'll...
Amanda.
Dom says that there are some little lesions, but they're not life-threatening or anything scary. You know,
okay.
There, it's like it's a reinforcing a network to protect that area. She has
okay.
to pay much more attention about it, though.
Okay.
She could get beamed again because she's kind of getting distracted this year for some reason. And it happened last year when she wasn't paying attention.
With someone, I'm sorry?
She was not focusing like she needed to.
Oh, right.
Moment. And so her focus has to be on the field and not elsewhere.
Okay.
Bless her heart because she's sweet and she does a really good job. But I feel like if you ask angels to protect her and kind of work on beefing up that protective field around her, she doesn't have to have this happen again.
Okay. And anything on your book? Are you writing a book?
No, I tell you, if Dom doesn't start writing that book, I'm telling you.
I'm going to write it for you and just put your name to it.
Because I've been working on it for quite a while, and the problem that happens is when you write a book, then they go back and they start editing it, and then you have, you know, only this much. And then you're going, oh, my God, I have to write more. So hopefully, yeah, I my goal is really by the end of 2006 to have it published and have it out because everybody's really driving me crazy with it.
Okay, well, I'll pray
thanks
for
asking.
It, and I'll send all my co-creative writing angels your
good.
Way, and we'll get and everybody's support. You'll get it done, and I love you.
Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, and like the previous caller said, a tear is the real deal, and I love you.
Thank you.
Thank
Angel
you so
blessings.
Much for calling. You're
okay.
Welcome to call again.
Okay, first time caller, just for
thank
here.
You.
Bye-bye.
Lovely.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye. Well, I was going to say, while you're talking there, I say you might want to ask for another ghostwriter.
You know, I have tried because I really thought that I was going to sit down and Dom, you know, here we go, the ultimate woo-woo person, right?
Yeah. Right.
I think, you know, Dom, I'm going to sit down, Dom's going to channel this, and I'm going to get off scot-free.
Yeah, and right.
The human element's there, and so, yeah. Unfortunately, that way for me. It might be for some people, but...
Hey, maybe he's not good at typewriting. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Hello.
We have another caller. Welcome to the show, Higher Dimension. Who's calling, please?
This is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, actually, I'm not sure what to ask because I think I know everything, but I'm a singer, songwriter, and teacher of spirit song.
Okay.
I don't like to put anything in a box, but because my
well, we have to have some labels sometimes when
well,
we're
yeah.
marketing ourselves. I understand that.
You're an artist.
I am. And, but I assist people in going deep into themselves.
Good.
To and express through their voice.
Wonderful.
Now, since I've moved here, I moved
where
my practice
where's
a year.
Here?
Huh?
Where's
here?
I moved to Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
From Massachusetts.
Wow.
Just about a year ago, a little
okay.
over a year ago. And my practice is slow in getting started.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know, how much longer is it going to take before it starts to bust open?
Well, for one thing, from Massachusetts to Phoenix is a huge move.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Emotionally, physically, spiritually, the energy, and you've had, like, heavier kind of stuck stuff that was going on in Massachusetts that you're leaving behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you got to, like, you got to know that there's an inertia time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like what we worked on 2 years ago may be just coming to closure and fruition. Now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that's what you're doing. You're kind of drawing the line and finishing that stuff, and that's why it feels a little heavy and emotional, kind of stuck. But the chewing gum comes off, and you start really going forward. I do feel it's not till mid-March. So you got
did
a little
you just
more
say
homework
the chewing gum comes off?
Yeah.
Did you know I'm chewing gum?
Great metaphor.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, chewing gum's pretty sticky, darling.
Yeah.
So, and you step into that, and I do feel that your exposure is not where it needs to be, your marketing is not how it needs to be, you're not presenting yourself in the way that you could really reach a lot more people. So I would highly recommend to see if that you can get some connections with local, maybe hospitals or healing centers to as maybe a singer or an example in healing at a benefit, and that's going to open a door for you that's going to be
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay.
I am working on my first solo gig since I've been out here. It's coming
wonderful.
Up in March. So,
yeah. See, March.
Yeah.
I do have a spirit was an element. So,
it's going. I mean, I have a class going at one of the churches, and it's my third time around, and they're starting to know who I am.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. You just have to establish yourself. Mm-hmm. And the thing is too. At one level, you're very confident, but at another level, you're not. And there's a space you have to find where it's self-esteem and not ego, too. Because if we come off as we know too much,
mm-hmm.
then we wound someone and hit their panic button of, oh, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So the balance of saying is, I am an artist of using music in da-da-da way. And there are many great artists like this, but, you know, this is what I've chosen as my profession. That is without ego. That's stating self-esteem. That's who I am and what I do and how I'm going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a balance that if you come from that direction, I think you're going to get more hits and interested people than,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes we have too much, you know, we're saying well, I'm a Reiki and I'm a this and I'm a that, I'm a da da da, and you have too many credentials and you overwhelm people.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell them who you are, darling, and you'll change the world.
Thanks.
Yeah. You have a really powerful heart energy, and I just honor that.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're very gifted. You're very gifted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
Fabulous
bye-bye.
2006. Enjoy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about hypnotherapy. Go ahead. I'd like your input on that.
Well, you know, I worked a little bit with Julie Ingram, who was the co-author of the book The Messengers, which is the mm-hmm. book about Nick Munich, who had past life regression and became Paul of Tarsus.
Right.
And I found that sometimes with certain phobias or certain issues, sometimes we have to revisit things we don't even know or understand, and then past
exactly.
life does work. I also think that hypnosis really helps for the now as well.
It does, exactly.
Absolutely.
We have another caller.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Dimensions. Welcome.
Hi.
Who's calling, please?
My name is Rick. I'm calling from Canada.
Okay, Nick, go ahead.
Is it Rick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rick or Nick?
I just want to know about my love life.
There's always that one. The most asked questions, love life and where's the money?
$1 million.
Yeah, so you want the girl and then you want the money, huh? You might need
girl.
The money to get the girl here.
I no, have money, but the girl is not there. I'm not a millionaire, but I have money.
Okay, so what I'm going to say, Rick, is that this is a time that you're doing some work on yourself. And I'm going to say this, and I really want you to hear what I'm saying and not be wounded. Sometimes we have to clean up our cosmic basement, our emotional debris field, so we don't attract broken. Okay? You have kind of had a history of some women who did not work out, relationships that did not work out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to attract that anymore. So it's time to do a little bit of homework on yourself, your emotions, what your expectations are in a relationship, so that what you draw to you is a person who has also worked on themselves. And I get May as very highlighted, so I think you have a very nice relationship coming in May. You have kind of a false start before then. And I don't consider any relationship a false start, but it's not the one. You know, you weren't looking for the one. But this other relationship that comes in before May is really a gift for you to feel confident and to step mm-hmm. out and then into the real thing in May.
The one I like, will I get her?
It's a different one. Sorry, darling.
Okay.
Not what you wanted to hear.
Will it lead to the marriage? Or will
The one in May can lead to a permanent relationship. But you have
okay.
to do some homework. Otherwise, you guys are going to do the cosmic dance, and
okay.
it'll be on and off. It'll take one.
So this lady
longer.
I don't know, or will do I know?
Something you don't know.
You don't know
him yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Blessings.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you
Bye.
For calling.
Bye, Canada.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes, and I also think that neuro-linguistic programming is wonderful, too.
I do, too. I think there's some really powerful things out there. If you haven't interviewed anybody that does reconnective energy, that's a powerful thing by Eric Pearl.
Yes.
Firm that I think is powerful.
Okay, we have another caller.
We're going online here now.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Who's calling, and give your name?
I'm Cherie.
Hi, Cherie.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Go ahead and ask your question.
I'm wondering about my 2006. I'm a little bit confused about some career choices, and I just wanted to get some maybe insight on that.
Yeah, Cherie, I think it continues for a while. I think
okay.
the confusion. I think that, for one thing, is it's just where you are, and I hate that because it sounds like such a metaphysical cop-out, but sometimes we are in a situation of confusion because it's keeping us from making mistakes.
Mm.
So I would say just honor the confusion for this moment, that by June you get incredible clarity, and actually might be a little before June, because it's sort of like this confusion allows you to make very clear choices.
Okay.
Because you kind of are not being honest with yourself how you want to make the choice, because you're in a lot of – there's some fear here.
Because
mm-hmm. it's a big step.
Yep.
Okay. And so, you know, sometimes we have to build up our courage, be in that state of confusion, and know it's a gift, so that when the clarity comes, it will be so clear there will be no doubt how to jump. And also because you're waiting for a couple opportunities to have more than one thing presented to you, you know, so you can have a choice, variety sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. But by June, you have really opportunities to really jump forward. And I really want to honor, Cherie, the homework you've done. you know, you were really went through a 2-year period before 2005 where you were stuck and you were so busy beating yourself up nobody else had to.
Yeah.
So I really, the angels want to honor that you have done some incredible homework, gone in your cosmic basement, cleared a lot of things, and you're ready for the new beginning. They're just kind of holding you up so you make the right jump.
Okay, well, okay. I'll talk to you more in the future.
Good, lots and lots of blessings. It's a good year. Just get through, you know, now it's just that kind of holding pattern. And just say to yourself, thank you, Spirit, for protecting me. Thank you for making me understand that, you know, I'm finishing up some things so that I can really make a clear, precise, powerful decision.
Okay, I'll do that.
Excellent.
Yeah, you're a strong lady. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Well, we keep trying to get back to subject, but that's okay. You got a good mind. We can do this.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's very important to tell your the listeners that,
yes,
you know, sometimes Spirit holds us back for our own good. And we're Wang, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the things that I hear most sometimes is 1-800-WANG.
Yeah.
Clients won't call me because they just want to tell me what they want to hear.
Exactly.
And that's not the way I work. I tell you what Spirit says, right or wrong. You know, I am very, I believe in metaphysical straight talk from the heart.
Exactly. And I have to agree with you along those lines, absolutely. Welcome. You're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Elaine.
I'm sorry?
Elaine.
Elaine. Welcome, Elaine.
Elaine, can I ask what state you're calling from?
From Washington.
Oh, okay.
What is your question?
I'm planning to build a house on Lake Louise, and I wondered if you had any advice for me and if you saw me living there very long.
Are you interviewing contractors?
Yes.
Yeah. I think you got to do some serious interviewing and really know their credentials. Don't make that a light decision.
Mm-hmm.
If you really get the credentials, know if there's any complaints against them in the state of Washington, or anywhere, before you make the decision, if you do the process right, I think you have a great home. I like the energy of the lake. I love your energy because this move for you was an incredible conscious choice. It took you a long time to get to building this house.
Exactly.
And so you've done a lot of homework around it, which makes it, you know, spiritually you've done some real clearing about it. So the biggest thing I want to encourage you really is about the contractor. I feel like the permits happen and that it's a good location. The energy is very sweet, and I don't even know where that is, and that's my own state, I'm ashamed to say. So I think it's a good the energy I like. But I think the biggest thing is I'm not so liking where you are in the contract stage, that you don't have enough information.
Yeah, may I add something there?
Sure.
Yes. Make sure you have an attorney review the contract. It's very important.
Right.
Okay?
And particularly the third page.
Right. Make sure. And make sure that you, and what I'm feeling is, and by the way, I have a background in paralegal and contract work, so spirit sometimes from the bureaucracy comes and talks to me. and my feeling is that the I's must be dotted and the T's crossed, and you and make it very clear what you want done, and do not go back and add things for cost overruns. Make sure that what you're doing is fully set before you finally sign the dotted line, okay?
Okay.
That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, you have to really pay attention to details
exactly.
And what is on the paper and what isn't, because saying you said it is not going to cut it, hon.
Exactly.
So make sure it's in writing so that you get what you want, because I just feel like that's where the confusion could happen.
That's a weak point, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great advice. Now, do you see me living there very long?
I think you can stay there as long as you want. I love it. Can't wait for you to invite me over.
Okay. Lakewood.
Well, that's where you get your invitations, young lady.
Yeah, you guys. Spirit provides. You never know. Lake property is always good, isn't it?
It's party time.
Sure. Lots of blessings, hon.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that you mentioned your legal background because, you know, I really think that Spirit brings us you know, every aspect of my life has
yes.
brought me more strength and education and understanding
yes.
of my work. I can remember, you know, weighing many years later about having all that time
mm-hmm.
in the biblical studies, but, you know, it served me so well on radio and other things and
yes.
media because I can quote with the best of them,
well,
you know, when they want to thump me.
Yes.
And other
yes.
things because, you know, I even worked a crisis line for a while. And not wondering, not understanding why Spirit had me there. It was I was doing public readings, and now I know because it's very much a part of the work.
Exactly. Every part of your aspect of your past life, all
past
the
life.
Work and all the friendships, everything is bringing you to this moment that you can step in and do service for others.
Absolutely.
And it explains a lot in my life to me. God bless. Welcome to Higher Dimensions. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. May I have your name?
This is Kitty.
Kitty. Oh, a darling name. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Feel free to ask your question.
Hi, Atira.
Hello.
We've talked before.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And
Mary
I appreciate all your help.
Angel Scribe must have been very busy today.
I think
that. We are expecting a child in May. This
congratulations.
Thanks.
Lots
and
of
we,
blessings, and I'll pray for you, because if you have a little Taurus, I can totally relate, because I'm a Taurus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot of bull to carry around, darling.
we were really anticipating a girl.
Okay.
And we found out today, at least from the ultrasound, because I'm 20 weeks along, that it is a boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think
and we were kind of shocked, just because so many different people that I've talked to have said that it would be a girl. So I'm just wondering if you
well,
have any...
Well, first of all, you've got to know that the entity is not really in the body so much. It's in
right.
and out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're asking in the energies outside the body, they're in neutral because they're not really male or female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're on the other side, we're very androgynous sometimes
mm-hmm.
Because we try to achieve balance. So what I think you got is a fabulous entity coming to you
mm-hmm.
who's probably male but will probably be emotional.
Okay.
And so that's why many people may say female.
Okay.
But you know what? It's really lovely energy, and I just embrace it. It's a sweet, sweet energy. And you're such a great mom. Oh, my God.
Thanks.
You know, you need to know that. I think you have a lot of fear around that, and you shouldn't. You're a very good mom. You balance your life in an amazing way. And, you know, this is just another journey on your path that a little bit overwhelmed you. Because
mm-hmm.
I think you're finding a little more work than you thought at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't let it overwhelm you. You're doing a great job. It's going to be, this is going to be one of those cross between crystals and indigo, so bless your heart, strap
okay.
on rollerblades,
mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they're so sensitive and aware.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think often when you have this new breed of entities coming in, these children, people don't know. People think they're female, and then they'll think they're male, and they don't know how to decide about them because they are so androgynous. They're not caught up in the standards that we would, our generation, or
no.
your generation, would buy as male and female. They're going to be more unisex about things. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're going to want to try jobs that were traditionally
mm-hmm.
females, like nursing. You know, there's a lot of male
mm-hmm.
nurses now,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
vice versa. They might want to do jobs that were traditional. You know, that are. If they're female, they might want to do male jobs. So it's a time where we have to embrace these kids and just, you know that Spirit's going to provide soon, thank God,
mm-hmm.
a change in the school system. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so antiquated. So,
yes.
you know, embrace it. You're a lovely mother. You're an incredible person who really shows up in the life of their family members. And, you know, a genuine earth angel.
No, so the soul coming in you feel is a...
I feel it's an old soul. I feel like it's been
mm-hmm.
around the block, but it's been doing other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't done Earth in a while, so it's going to be, like, kind of confused.
Okay.
Be patient.
Yeah.
It's been in other dimensions with less limitations, so it's not going to understand, you know, the limitness of why you don't get what it's thinking and stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, practice telepathy. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you. I've been reading up on all the indigos and
good.
Crystal and rainbow and everything, so I'm
wonderful.
Trying
wonderful.
To get ahead of it with
it's
Dorian
a lot
Virtues
to assimilate.
New
but this
information.
Is, the good thing about this kid is that this kid will tell you whether it's about them or something else.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the indigos that first came in is they were they'd be on sensory overload and they didn't know to discern, is this me or is, you know, I'm sensing world problems.
Mm-hmm.
The new indigo crystals are going to say, this is about me and this is about you. And that's
mm-hmm.
about Aunt so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to call
mm-hmm.
people on their crap.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're not probably going to be the most loved kid for a little while because they're
mm-hmm.
going to be very blatantly honest.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't, you know, people can't take honesty sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But when they learn it facilitates change, they're going to really embrace this kid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just going to be a little outspoken.
Okay. I already have one day to go, so
I also think, unfortunately.
Congratulations again.
Yeah, I think it's also a Taurus trait.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Blessings, darling.
Okay, thanks, Hatira.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's wonderful. Yeah, the new kids are something else again, aren't they?
Oh, aren't they? They're the Pentium, and I'm a 286. Computer. I feel that way some days, you know. You
well, I've always known that you have to be smarter than the average dad to get ahead of your kids these days.
It's an incredible challenge.
Oh, they are. I can't wait to see some grandchildren come into my world.
Good for you.
Anyway, welcome to our show. Who's calling?
Julie.
Julie, welcome to the show.
From Illinois.
Welcome.
And I've spoken with Hatira before.
Go ahead.
God, it sounds like Hatira's fan club. Thank you, guys. You're making me look real good. Hi, Julie.
Well, you sound good over that airwaves.
Thank you.
I have a nephew who I'm extremely close with, and I was wondering if you could tell whether
and
or
his
not
first
we
name
had
was.
A... Pardon me?
Julie, his first name.
Marty?
Artie?
Marty. Like
Marty.
Marty.
And age?
17.
Yeah, I feel like he's off track a little bit, hon. Meaning that I feel like he's hanging out or with people who are not people that I think are for his highest good. But I don't feel like he's really gotten into issues quite yet. All right? But he is emotionally roller coastering in some way. Do you understand?
Now I do, but I didn't before.
Yeah.
I was wondering if we had a past life together because we're very connected.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, more than one. He gets very confused whether you're sister or mother and your aunt, you know? So he doesn't understand
yeah.
the role, and you have this kind of push-button effect on him, and yet he wants your opinion. Do you know what I mean? He wants it, but he doesn't
yeah.
want it. He doesn't want to get busted by you, but yet he wants it. So there's this interesting interplay that I do think is from another lifetime where you sort of had to be the mom in control to try and keep him from being, you know, in a situation where there was issues where you had, you know, they were trying to take young men off to battle. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what you're trying to, again, is keep him from getting in a confrontational situations with people. It's not a war this time. It just is sort of societal things and people. So he's a good kid at heart. He just needs to, he doesn't have self-worth and self-esteem, hon.
Hmm.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am here. I
he has some
really
ego things, but it's... So ego is different than self-esteem. Sometimes kids will act like, well, I'm so cool, I'm tough and all this stuff, you know. But it's a persona of them covering their fears. And I don't know. That's what I sense with this kid. And I know people are going to say, well, you could say that about 90 million 17-year-olds. But I just feel like that's what's going on with him. He gets through it by June of this year and gets opportunities to move forward.
How can I help him?
I think I'd be open and talk to him, and he's going to do the, you know, push you away a little bit. But just be consistent. Just say, I love you. How can I help? I love you. I love you is such a powerful healing word, and we say it, we don't say it enough, and we don't show it enough. And showing it is in ways of what makes a person feel secure. And this guy feels insecure. The more you can help him be secure, whatever that looks like for you.
Okay.
It can be as simple as saying, Monty, here's my number. Call me anytime, night or day, if you need to call me. And that means then when he calls at 2 a.m. and you have to go pick him up or whatever, that you don't get mad. That you say, oh, okay, I love you. Thank God you had the courage to do this. You know, people want people to help people, but sometimes when the opportunity shows up, you know, we get all mad and cranky because it's inconvenient time. But the truth is, when we become spiritual, and you are, Julie, and I want to acknowledge that, then we choose to be there however spirit calls on us. And that's what you're going to do for this kid, because you will help turn his life around. So I'd say, you know, as amps go, you're pretty cool. Be there for him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, he's a pretty cool kid, too.
Yeah. My niece actually calls me Auntie Woo Woo.
Gee, I can't think why.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so cute when she was about, oh, I don't know, maybe, you know, at that age, about 12, 13, just, you're not quite a teenager, mm-hmm. but you're not a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at my house, and she says, I always thought you were my Auntie Tara. And I said, well, last time I checked, I was. She goes, well, Mom says you're my Auntie Mame. They had that show on TV. And I said, well, you know what? That's a compliment to me. So when my sister-in-law came over, I said, well, you know, there's an interesting thing. Samantha said, I'm her Auntie Mame. She goes, I meant it in the nicest way. She says, you're not like most aunts, you know. So from then on, I was called Auntie Woo Woo. I love it. So it's cool.
Thank you so much for calling.
I hope I helped, Julie.
Okay,
you're on your way to being his Auntie Woo Woo. Good thing.
Okay, well, let's go on then, Akira. What else would you like to discuss? I'm pretty much letting you carry the ball this evening.
I think, please, the thing is, I don't want to overpower you, Phyllis, because you have so many great assets yourself and are a very, very gifted reader. We met years and years ago. Well, not that many years ago, maybe.
five years.
At the ARE, which is certainly an organization I want to say something about.
Oh, yeah.
The Edgar Cayce Foundation, the ARE, certainly is an incredible, rich resource
for
people to take seminars, a library. Oh, my God, if I could go there and read till I'm done,
yes.
I'd love it.
Well, you'd never leave, I'll tell you.
I know, I would never leave. I love it. Every time I go there, it's like I try to do research because it's such a phenomenal library. My ultimate dream was my first time I went there as a reader for the ARE, they locked me up in a room of private collection books because they didn't have a place for me to read.
Right.
So in between my readings, I'm like getting to read these books that
isn't
are like
wonderful?
Treasures. I just thought, thank you, Spirit. That was a great manifestation.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I just love it. You know, libraries in the eye are very much, I must have been a scribe or something at one time because I can tell you, the written word is precious to me.
It's wonderful. There's so much great history. And the other thing I want to encourage your listeners to look into is spiritual churches.
Yes.
I think that often spiritualist churches are overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And not to toot my own wagon because I'm involved with one, but I've been to a million churches. I mean, I love Unities. There's some really great churches out there. But I liked the spiritualist church because they've been doing mediumship before mediumship was cool.
Right.
You know, since
about over 100 years now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 1800s, the Fox sisters started modern spiritualism.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, they have some really good foundations and books that are available if you want to develop to really go there and sit in circles and see some people who are in their 80s and 90s doing incredible, phenomenal mediumship.
Exactly.
And there's some wonderful websites and opportunities that you can check out with NSAC.com.
Okay, NSAC.com.
The National Spiritualist Association.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a resource that's overlooked too much of the time. And I do agree that, you know, sometimes when I first went, it felt like a little bit in the dark ages because the New Age is very more upfront and certainly in new language. But I have to tell you, when I started then going back and researching and reading some great mediums from the 1800s, 1900s, and 1940s, I mean, you know, when you read Ellen Grant,
And
the research she did, I mean, she was an incredible pioneer. And Ellen Grant, Arthur Ford, Ruth Montgomery, those mediums really were researched, to Edgar Cayce, were researched by a lot of scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now there's a scientist in Arizona, and I'm sorry, I do not remember his name. He researched John Edwards, Gordon Smith, Susan Northrup, incredible mediums. And, you know, science is trying to understand us just recently on Larry King Live, Celia Brown, Jane Sandprog, and Char were on Larry King Live versus skeptics. Now,
really
I don't really consider the people they had skeptics because they were very closed mind. They were really more justifying why they wanted to attack these
clairvoyants. I would call them debunkers rather than anything else.
Right, and because to me a skeptic is a person that wants information, is open to hearing people's side,
right.
Will take that information, look for the data,
uh-huh.
Do their research, and then draw their conclusion.
Yes.
What I saw was not true. And I have to say, I really admired those three readers because
mm-hmm.
they were a class act. They didn't get angry. They really walked their talk and really, you know, were professional. Where I cannot say that of the scientist and the rabbi that I saw.
Well,
and,
you know, they especially the religious, tend to want to, from their position, I think, attack it as an aberration or a mental aberration or spiritual attack from the devil or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fear. I think a lot
it's
of things are attacked
actually,
out of fear.
I must agree with you because, you see, they'd have to change. If they actually opened up and looked inside, their theories, what they've held on to, like a life raft,
mm-hmm.
would be such an emotional ocean for them.
Well, I also think we're in such a time of change in our lifetime.
Yes.
In our time alone,
yes.
In the last 10 years, we see more clairvoyant psychic stuff.
Absolutely.
On TV, radio, everything. Thank you, Spirit, you know,
yes,
Whole Life Expos,
time.
All these things. And science is changing, you know. If we look back through our science in the 1800s, you know, really radio and telephone was like suspicious. People were suspicious of it.
Oh.
They couldn't see that the waves in the air and, oh, my God, this voice is coming out of thin air. And you know, I mean, people were ready to stone the radio, you know.
Well,
I
have an interesting story about that because my family's involved in that attitude.
Awesome.
My great-grandfather was a brilliant man, had a photographic memory, and he was approached by Thomas Edison. Family was here in Washington, D.C., and approached by Thomas Edison and asked if he wanted to invest in the radio. And my great-great-grandfather, whichever it was, uttered this famous line that he felt it was the invention of the devil, or was it a telephone, rather. He felt it was the invention of the devil, and he would not put a penny towards something that was involved with Satanism.
Yeah, now you wish you had those pennies.
Well, I wish
you'd
be less religious is what I wish.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting to me that even when you go back into
right?
the history, I mean, you know, think about just Columbus, you know.
Absolutely.
It was a scientific fact before him that the world was flat.
Right.
You know,
he went on an act of faith, actually.
The actual,
yes.
You know, truth is that science is changing and that the natural law is that the only thing that's consistent is change.
Exactly.
And that as we become more open-minded, and certainly I'm not saying take any of this on faith. I want people. I like my clients to do research, to ask me questions,
absolutely.
To go back and check things that I get because,
exactly.
You know, it is important to have validation and
yes.
to know, not just, you know, because for every good reader out there, there's 25 quacks.
Well,
you know,
yeah, I have
just like
admit,
any profession.
I've met a few that, you know, I've had people just look at me and say, I can't give you a reading. And I said, okay, thank you for being honest, you know.
Yeah, now I will take that. That's an honest reader.
Yes.
Because some days we just don't plug in.
Right.
I've had it happen. I've had people where, whether it's the energy of my energy or
right.
our compatibility or the
right.
vibrations, you
right.
just can't get anything.
Well,
you know,
exactly.
the lines are down for whatever reason.
For whatever reason, yes.
Yeah. You know, so that's an honest one. But I have to say, I really want to encourage your listeners, too,
yes.
to know when they're looking for readers and really ask questions. Because just
yes.
like in law, our doctors are anything, there are just reputable people out there. So it's very important to do your homework.
Well, it's called using your seventh sense, I think.
Absolutely.
Common
that
sense.
Common sense is back at us.
Okay. We have another caller. Welcome to the show.
Actually, it's a repeat caller. This is Julie calling again.
Oh, okay,
and,
Julie.
And I was listening to your discussion after we last finished speaking and regarding the CNN show,
mm-hmm.
which I also caught, too. And I happen to have been brought up in the Jewish religion
mm-hmm.
and did discuss with a few other people that one rabbi's response. And I just want to offer you a little bit different perspective.
Go ahead.
I mean, that rabbi in no way was representative of a very good representative. did not give very good representation, I think.
Julie, I agree with you. And by the way,
there was some talk among people here that he's been trying to build a name for himself. So that may have been like a venue rather than,
I agree,
Julie. Extreme reactions may have been a venue to.
I have some lovely friends that are Jewish, and Char is Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure that James isn't. I don't know for sure on James, but I know Char is. And I thought she was very good at asking him particular questions. What I objected to is most of the time the readers did not talk over the rabbi or the scientist, but the rabbi consistently would not let the readers finish their comments.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry, for whatever reason, didn't stop it,
mm-hmm.
manage it. And so I'm not even ditzing the person. I just felt that he was not a representation of an honest rabbi,
mm-hmm.
because I have had incredible deep discussions with
mm-hmm.
rabbis,
mm-hmm.
and you talk to some of them that know about the Torah and stuff. It's fabulous.
It is.
The Kabbalah and everything else. I mean, it's like
absolutely.
They have the most incredible rich history of
mm-hmm.
phenomena there is. So I really honor that. And some of the most psychic people I've ever met were Jewish people.
Well, the Old Testament is filled with psychic phenomena. It's only heard in religious terms.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Atira, can I ask you one question?
Sure, hon.
When there was a caller who posed a question to Char about where her father was, who was missing for 15 years, mm-hmm. and I am in no way any kind of, every once in a while I get sort of impressions, but the moment the caller called in, I did have a physical impression of where the guy was, and I just didn't know whether to call Char and sort of tell her, but she probably knows already. I'm not sure.
She probably does know. I really can't comment on it because I don't remember the particular incident, because I don't remember getting hit on it or whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
But I think, everybody gets hits, and
mm-hmm.
and we need to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to tell you, be careful about calling police departments and certain things when you get hit.
Because
you could go to jail.
I
it could happen. Or at least you could get seriously investigated, especially if you are not already a credentialed clairvoyant, if
right.
you don't have a paper trail and have not been doing it a long time. Certainly it can get you in trouble. But I also really have to honor that
mm-hmm.
sometimes you have to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it even if, inside you're, really nervous about it, because spirit really dials 1-800 whoever's listening sometimes.
Exactly.
I thought about calling Char and letting her, take it, follow
certainly
it up.
You could call her, and, I think most clairvoyants are open to anybody's input. I've had clients call me back and say, Tara, I had this hit, and I think this is what you meant, or and then I'll go, okay, let me ask Dom and let me hang out and get more information. And then I'll email them trying to solve a question or something that may have took a different twist or why it takes a different twist. People often, I'll give them a reading and 6 months they'll call me back and go, everything was correct, but this da-da-da-da. And I go, there's a little thing called free will.
Mm-hmm.
everybody forgets that clause, but, we insert free will every day,
mm-hmm.
And another thing that I like to remind my clients about, that free will clause works between you and spirit. If you don't ask, they can't help. It's a permission thing. They cannot interact and do things in our life and work with us unless we call them up and ask them. If we say, dear spirit, help us, God, whatever, send your angels. In fact, I was watching a special on TV on umpteenth hour rescues by angels. I'm going, why are they all, cars hanging on the cliff and somebody's in the hospital dying. And then I got, that's when those person let go of their ego and said, dear spirit, I don't think I can get the car off of me without help.
Mm-hmm.
And then the angels show up and stuff. So I think, angels are your best friends. We should be talking to them before the 18th hour rescue.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well, I did purchase that book you recommended, Ask and It Is Given.
Isn't it a powerful book? Have you read it?
By Hicks.
By who?
Yeah.
Have you read it? Have you started reading it?
I just got it recently but I thumbed through it a bit. And,
yeah, it's really a powerful book. But I have to tell you, it makes you do your own homework, because it teaches you that you have to ask and that you have to be part of the co-creation. and I really love that book. It's probably one of the best books I've read in the last 25 years.
Oh, good. Reiterate that again.
It's called Ask, and it's given by Esther and Larry Hicks. It's a channeled work by Abraham Hicks.
Okay.
Abraham, yeah. Fabulous. It's by Hay House.
So. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ask and you want what?
That was lovely talking. Ask and it's given.
And it's given, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Julie.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye this time.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling again. Yeah, it's wonderful. People should really begin to tune into themselves and become their own psychics in a way.
Well, you know,
I really
encourage my clients. Other readers have kind of given me a bad time and said things to me because I'm very adamant about certain things. I encourage my clients to communicate with their own angels, guides, and masters.
Exactly.
If I've done my job right, they'll be talking to them, and I'll be out of work.
Well,
because there's more people that
they'll have space for more people.
And
to
I actually am one of the probably few readers that I don't let my clients call back. Really, usually at least 6 months or a year.
Right.
I encourage them to do their own homework, to trust their own, and to develop their own gifts. Because you know, everybody has this gift. Everybody's level of this gift is different. Just like everybody can play piano if you have your hands intact. But not everybody's going to be Mozart.
No.
Not that I'm Mozart, but not everybody's going to be a genius
on the piano, you have to admit.
You know,
but
you have to practice. You have to put the intent there, and you have to trust, and that's the hardest thing.
Exactly.
Is we are taught fear from such a young age.
Well,
to learn to trust spirit takes time.
It does, because it means trusting in yourself, and we're also trained not to trust ourselves in so many ways.
And we're in that mode is as soon as it doesn't go like what we want, we win. And the truth is, spirit might be saving us from something. I mean, I've done this myself. Oh, my God, have I done this myself.
Right.
I'm not exempt.
Well, we all are. I mean, we all do. We're human beings, and we're on this earth plane to live, and we're all going along the same path. We happen to go in the same direction. That's fabulous.
Well, and truthfully, sometimes I'm 16 years old. You know, I'm just got my driver's license. God doesn't know anything, and I'm driving, okay? You know, until I get ditched, dead end, or turn around, and then I go 1-800, God, could you send some angels? I'm stuck here.
Yep.
You know? And then I drive really good for a long time, and I don't leave home without my angel. But, you know, we're human, and I'm lucky because I hear my guide and have always. So,
wonderful.
You know, he pretty much busts me on things.
Does he?
So I don't fall off as much, you know, because I really choose to have a co-working ship with Dom.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much almost always listen to that, except a few years ago I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the ARE, and he said, you might want to take some downtime. I said, yeah, after ARE or after this or after that. And then I got my downtime in a hospital and not with my friends on a beach in Florida.
Well, but see,
don't think that we as readers are exempt. We have our lessons, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But then learning to trust yourself and to help read, and then we go to others for confirmation or validation, and that's a good thing.
I think that's one of the nicest gifts since I've gone public, that other readers, I found some wonderful integrity other readers.
Mm-hmm.
John Holland is an incredible medium. I hope if you haven't seen him or had the opportunity, I actually took his workshop, and I don't take a lot of workshops anymore.
Right. Well,
not meaning egotistical.
Right.
I've just
there,
done it all, you know.
Yeah, but I
took a workshop with him, and I was really mad when it was over. I said, no,
really?
I want 2 more hours, John. Fabulous guy.
He's coming to the ARE, isn't he?
He is, and I'm so delighted they're bringing him. He's fabulous.
Well,
the other one that blew my socks off was Gordon Smith.
You mentioned him
before. He's from Scotland, and Mary Ellen and I got the chance to go hear him talk at a small bookstore, and so it was sort of a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very, very amazing. He when he talked, actually, for Hay House, to like, I'd say there's 4,000 people. He actually got the street address for where this person's grandfather lived.
Wow.
That had passed over. Blew
That's
me away.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah. We have another caller.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. My name is Judy Johnson.
Hello, Ms. Johnson.
Hello,
how are you?
Judy.
Hi. I've had readings from you before, and they were quite accurate.
Oh, thank you.
I was wondering if you have anything new for me for this new year.
Yeah, I really feel that this is a time of a lot of change for you, Judy, and you are stepping up to the plate and sort of getting out of the shadows. You're a person that keeps a quiet, low profile a lot of the time, and you're finding your voice and becoming more powerful. And I do feel like the job's on and off probably through February, and then a more stable situation comes up. So finances will get better. And I think Spirit's been providing pretty good for you. You're kind of getting that Midas touch. Good for you.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it really is a time of a lot of change for you, and I think it's all good. And feeling much more supported, and like I said, finding a voice that I don't think you even knew you had.
Really?
Yeah. You feel safe. You feel safe, I think, for the first time in probably about 8 years.
Yeah, that's probably about true.
Yeah. So it's a time where when you feel safe, when we start feeling safe, then all of a sudden our beingness can be stronger because we don't have to leak our creative energy on trying to be safe. So as we are not leaking it on trying to be safe, we can leak that creative energy that should have been leaked on, you know, creating good finances and feeling stronger and having a stable relationship, whatever it is. We can take that energy and create with it rather than play catch-up, you know, keeping the what if away. And so you're really creating a very strong time for you. And lots of new beginnings and new friends and support. And I just honor that 2006 is a good year for you.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
You got to get through February a little bit. That's all.
Just a few more weeks of this up
and
down.
Yeah, that's not long. Yeah, because it's been on and off, just partly because you needed to gain your strength back, too, physically. And to just, you know, it's that, again, like the other caller had, a little bit of cave time. And cave time's sort of hard on us sometimes because if we're doing cave time, we're not making money sometimes. And so you're in that kind of recovery time and picking up strength and just, you know, abundance, which will really come by March.
Thank
March is a good month. It's repeated. Have you seen the pattern in this as we've talked tonight, Phyllis?
Oh, yes.
It's like month.
I agree, and I'm also feeling April. May is also.
Yeah, it would
really
be interesting to see what astrologers say, you know, what's going on with the planets, too.
Oh, really?
To relate.
Okay.
Because there's probably something up in the cosmic ethers because it's been repeated in several readings now.
Exactly.
So, Judy, I think it's a good year for you to find your strength, to find your voice, and wow. And financial stability, because it's been a long time coming. You were, you know,
oh,
you're
it
ready
has.
For that again. The 8-year cycle's kind of broken for you.
Oh, great.
So,
mm-hmm.
Wish you
lots of appreciate
angel blessings.
It. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else can we do? We have a few more minutes. So anything that you want to talk about, my dear?
I would like to encourage people this year to be brave enough to go in their cosmic debris field, which is our auric field,
mm-hmm.
where sometimes we stuff stuff
mm-hmm.
and clean it and pay attention to what's not working in your life, because that's where you start to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that when you're in fear, it's to teach you that you're in separation from creation, and to go back and thank that fear for its lesson and come back into the oneness. Because this is a year for many, many people to really break away from the old stuck stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And new things are fearful.
Oh, yes.
You know, don't you remember your first day at school?
Oh,
you
yes.
wanted those new friends. You wanted to have more people to color with and talk mm-hmm. to and adventure. But it was very frightening because
sure.
it was different than mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can just think of it, the first day, this is every day is the year is the first year of kindergarten.
Yes.
And to embrace, you know, that you only go to school half a day, you get a cookie break, and you got your rug, right? So you can have a nap. So if we remember those basic things, and actually I think that book that says, you know, all I ever needed to know I learned in kindergarten is
right.
true in some ways.
Right.
In that we get making things so fearful that we lose our spiritual beingness.
That's very true.
And we leak our precious divine creative force.
That's true. I agree.
On creating what we don't want. If
okay.
we would think of ourselves, if I tell it to you this way, you'll always remember. If I tell you to go to the dollar store, get a bucket, and every time you had a fearful thought, you poked a hole in it, in about 20 minutes, well, you get a little longer because you worked at it, but it would be empty. And
yes.
so the bucket's our body, and the water is our creative energy, and choose to leak your energy on what you want for the future, not your fears.
Exactly.
Pay your bills with great joy. Abundance mm-hmm. will come to you.
Absolutely.
You know, and never be afraid to ask. you know, as kids, I can remember, boy, asking for the fear of getting turned down was a scary thing. And if you interview any millionaire, you will find out that they are not afraid of that.
Exactly.
So ask, and then receive. It's hard, you know. It's hard to receive sometimes.
Most people.
Yeah. So I really want to thank you, Phyllis, for offering me this opportunity after I blew the first one, and for embracing me and trusting me spiritually and giving me this great opportunity to have the voice to teach and to share your lovely energy tonight. It's been an absolute joy and treasure for me.
Thank you. I was going to – you stole my speech.
Like attracts like. Cosmic law of attraction.
We still have a few more minutes, so if anybody else has a desire to call in, we're going to have a mutual admiration society here. that Atira is available for readings, and again,
and please,
your website, darling.
Yeah, please visit www.angels.com and click on the link, but get the chance to, you know, look who and see who I am, look at my credentials, see what clients have said about me, because it is important, you know, when you are choosing somebody. It's like choosing a doctor or choosing a minister of any kind. You know about those people and ask questions. You know?
Absolutely. Okay, we have another caller.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
I was just wondering, I always ask to have my children watch over. And my daughter was left from Vancouver to go to Seattle because she lives there. And there was a big accident, and she said she doesn't know how she happened not to be involved in it because she was right in the center. And I was wondering if an angel was involved in that.
I believe any time you avoid a near miss like that, you got incredible guardian angels. You know, I call them birth angels because they're usually the angels that came in with you at birth, and they're the ones that carry your cosmic scroll. They know what they were sitting in God's office when you were taking what you're going to take on your plate in this lifetime. And so I encourage people to talk to their guardian angels, their birth angels, because you know what? They are co-creators, and they will help you out of scrapes. I never get in my car unless I tune into my guardian angel.
My dog, sorry.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, I have had, we have, Mary Ellen and I could tell you a whole new story, a whole new show about how Spirit has protected us on many, many things and provided for us. So yeah. I believe, yes, absolutely.
I agree.
You know, they're with us all the time. We are never alone. In fact, if you could see what I see at times, you know, the rooms are crowded. When I go to bed at night, you know, I have actually a no-talk zone from 10:30 to 5 or 6 in the morning because, you know, and sometimes Spirit breaks that, but most of the time they're very courteous about that because, you know, it's like we're in this dimension and the other dimension is in your kitchen. You can hear the voices and they can hear you and see you and they respond to prayers. Prayers are the biggest gift we can give anyone on the other side because
I'm always praying for my children so that they're watched
over.
It equals
a cosmic hug.
Excellent.
So if you have lost someone and you miss them physically and you miss their touch and their you know voice and their love, pray for them because you absolutely literally send them a cosmic hug. It is an energy that envelops them.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a wonderful thought. Thank you, because I'm missing two people. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we are really not in separation. It is the illusion of the veil, and it gets thinner every year.
Yes.
And so every moment, everywhere you are, somebody's listening. So God's listening and Spirit is listening. And so how we think and how we act and the conscious choices we make are the important things. So I really encourage people to, you know, choose to communicate with your angels.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You're lovely.
You guys have a good evening.
Lovely energy.
God bless.
Bless.
God bless
you.
Bye.
Well, it's just been a wonderful 2 hours. I can't believe we did the whole thing.
I know. I talked a lot. Before
you,
I didn't let you in too much. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, the one thing I love about this job is I can let other people talk.
Well, you know how it is, too, when you get in that energy. Sometimes it's just, it is, really is channeled, and you try to finish the flow. So,
absolutely.
And it's a joy to be able to touch and teach today, and I just
appreciate it. Well, it's been my pleasure. We're going to have you on again sometime in the not-too-distant future. And I guess you and I are going to keep in touch closer because there are some things, you know, that we talked about. But
open to cosmic adventures.
Oh, I'm wide open here, you know, and I'm waiting for the abundance to flow in. I think that everything that we're going to be doing is going to be blessed this year.
And I've learned, I want to thank you for sharing, because I've learned some things. And always, it's a pleasure, because I always learn something from you. This show is The Higher Dimensions, and we're on bbsradio.com. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess. You know Atira. Please feel free to contact me at, I have a business phone at 202-387-2080. Be glad to share with you, or you can email me at cpr433-9313@aol.com, or you can contact the radio show. And Atira, thank you for your graciousness and sharing, and God bless you so much.
Thank you. I am blessed.
Thank you. My love to Mary Ellen and to Mr. Perfect.
And Mr. Perfect.
Thank
you. Have a great 2006.
You too, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.